Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yod Zayim Baba Basra 117. And today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing how the land of Canaan was divided as an inheritance to the Jewish people. So as a background, prior to the entrance of the Jewish people into the land of Israel, Moshe was commanded to count them in the plains of Moab. And of course, Moshe was only commanded to count those people, those men who were over the age of 20. And the plains of Moab was right before they entered into the land and right before Moshe died. So the total count of men over the age of 20 and between the age of 20 and 60 was 601,730. And it states after that in the Torah in Bamidbar chapter 26 verses 53 through 55, it states, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, that God spoke to Moses, Le'ela techalek ha'aretz, b'nachala b'mispar shemos, l'rav tarben nachoso, u'ma'at tamit nachoso, ish lefi pikudav yutan nachoso. It says that to these people you should divide up the land as an inheritance by the number of their names. For those who are more, you should give them more of an inheritance, and for those who are less, you shall give them less. Ach begoral yechalek et ha'aretz l'shmos matos avosam yinchalu. But then the latter part of those verses states that by a lot you shall divide up the land l'shmos matos avosam, by the names of their ancestors' tribes you shall divide them. And at first glance, these verses seem to be contradicting each other, because the first part of the verses states, Le'ela techalek ha'aretz, to these people you shall divide up the land, which implies that the land should be divided only amongst those people in the plains of Moab. Only those men who were standing there between the ages of 20 and 60, only they get a share. That is to say, you should calculate according to those people entering the land. So if one man had left Egypt, and that man was over the age of 20 when he left Egypt, and he had five sons in the desert, and those five sons were now over the age of 20, and they're about to enter into the land of Canaan, those five sons should each get a share, one of the shares in the entrance into the land of Israel. However, the second part of those verses states, "Lishmos matos avosav tincholo," which means that you divide it by the names of their tribes, which the Gemara understands to mean it should follow those who left Egypt, meaning all those who left Egypt over the age of 20, all of those people should get one share in the land of Canaan. And so therefore, if you take that approach, that the man who left Egypt over the age of 20 and he had five sons in the desert, those five sons, they're not each getting a share, but rather they are sharing in the one share of their father. So it's getting one-fifth of what otherwise they would have gotten. So this is the problem with these two contradictory verses, and the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin on our Daf shares three different approaches of the Tanaim. So Rabbi Yoshia's approach is that he gives emphasis to the verse which states L'shmos matos avosam yinchalu, which means to say that we follow those who left Egypt, those who were over the age of 20 when the Exodus happened, and so therefore, that's how we divide the shares, on the basis of those who left Egypt. What about the fact that it says, Le'ela techalek ha'aretz, to these people you shall divide the land? So Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion that Le'ela means ka'ela, like those who were over 20 when they left Egypt. So that is just like those who are over the age of 20 are counted on the plains of Moab. So too, ka'ela, those who were over 20 when they left Egypt, they are the ones who get a share. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan comes along and says, no, we have to give emphasis le'ela techalek ha'aretz, meaning to say those who are coming into the land of Canaan, those who are standing on the plains of Moab, that's how we divide it. What about the fact that the verse states l'shmos matos avosam yinchalu? That means that even though it should be divided according to those who are coming into the land, we say that the inheritance returned and went back to the ones who left Egypt and was then redistributed. So if there are five sons who are dividing up the land, because they are the ones who are coming into the land of Canaan. We take those five portions, we don't give them to the sons, we return them back to the ancestor who left Egypt, and then it is divided up amongst all of the progeny of that child. That is how Rabbi Yonason understands it. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and he follows both verses. He says that if you were part of those who left Egypt, you get a share, and if you were part of the Bias Haaretz, then you also get a share. And let's say you are from both, Mikan u'Mikan, then you get a share from both. And that is how Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar understands it. The Gemara points out that according to Rabbi Yonason, who is with his idea that it is divided up amongst those who enter the land of Israel, but it's actually then returned back to those who left Egypt and then redivided, he says this is a unique way of giving out an inheritance, because he says in the rest of the times we divide something, we say Chayin Yorshim Mesim, that those who are alive inherit the dead. But in this case we say Mesim Yorshim Chayin, that the ones who are dead, I mean those who left Egypt are already deceased, they are actually inheriting the living, because they are getting a share back in the land of Canaan, even though they have already died. But by their offspring going into the land, they're actually being brought alive and getting a share to distribute to their heirs. So the Sifsei Chaim points out that this is how Hashem is fulfilling his stipulation, his promise to them, that they're going to get a share in the land of Canaan. That even though they are deceased and they didn't physically get in, this is a way of giving them a share in the land of Canaan and keeping God's promise to them.